on 18.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, Tuesday morning, June 9th, and 79 at our studios. And we have with us this morning Beth Feil. How are you, Beth?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pull that mic up a little closer.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Is that better? Okay. How are you, Beth?
I'm great. I started my day off really well this morning.
I was kind of hoping to see the big giant duck here this morning.
She doesn't fit.
What's her name?
Birdie.
Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm great.
Everyone's doing well?
Everyone's well. It's a beautiful summer day.
It is summer.
A little sticky, but
summer.
It's okay.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It is good.
Dr. Kim Truca with me as well. Dr. Truca, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Aaron.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. So we're going to talk about Kiwanis. We're going to talk about the duck race. And so I really want to know whose idea it was this morning to be on the north side of the square who abducted...
It was my
idea. You know
Birdie.
Who that is.
But it was Sandy's fault because
Sandy
we did
started
that
it.
To you last fall. And I was like, this is a great idea.
I still have that.
So I said to Kim yesterday, I'm like, we're taking Birdie out.
Yeah.
I'm going to text Aaron and he's going to go, holy cow, what are they doing down there?
Giant duck on the north side of the square, yeah. I still have that photo of myself.
Not the big
one. The big one. Yeah. It takes up that whole wall when I put it up. So anyway. Okay. So Kiwanis Duck Race.
Yes.
How long have we been doing the duck race?
This is the 24th year.
And it started in the Nishnabotna.
Yep. Started in the river on the 4th of July, I think.
I remember the...
Yep.
Well.
And there was a kayak race, too, at the same time.
Oh, I don't remember the kayak race.
Yep. Started at Stennett and came down.
Okay.
That was toward the... I was just getting into Kiwanis when that was kind of finishing up.
Okay.
So, I will tell you, I did talk to Terry Gillespie this morning.
Yes.
I called him and talked to him on the phone. I inherited this prestigious position from him when he retired, and it's not quite the same without him, but he was happy to hear from me.
Bring in his duck call and the whole bit. You brought a quacker.
I did. Yep.
And a duck.
Yes.
Yeah, let it rip.
It's not quite as good as Terry's. Terry's had a better one than that.
His
was more authentic,
yeah,
I think.
There you go.
But
And you have a celebratory ducky.
Yes.
For 250.
Yes.
Like a patriotic with stars and everything on it.
We're gonna have a float again this year in the Junction Days parade and throw out some red, white, and blue or red and blue ducks this year.
Cool.
So.
Okay, so I wanna know how I get my tickets for the ducks, when the duck race is, kind of tell me the details of the duck race, and then we're going to get into it a little bit. Dr. Truca?
So, Junction Days, we will have the duck race, and the parade will be, I think it's at 10, and
10:30.
And then after the parade gets over the square, there'll be food vendors, and we'll be selling our delicious K-Dogs, so you can come and have a K-Dog. And then at 1 o'clock, we will start the duck race, and it'll be at the fountain.
Yeah. Fountain Square Park. It's at the fountain.
In the fountain that I know is not currently working, but I have talked to people in charge of that fountain, and it will be up and ready to go.
No worries. Okay. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So tickets are how much?
Tickets are $5 a piece or a six quack for $25.
Beth always tells me that the six quack is a very high percentage of winning.
Winners always seem to come from a six quack purchase.
Buy a six quack.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can buy as many as you wish, right?
They'll sell you whatever you want.
How many ducks are there?
There are 1,750 ducks.
And this is selling pretty quickly.
We are about at 1,250 between the other clubs that sell for us and members. I did give a motivational speech yesterday about needing to step it up and get going to our club members.
Yeah.
So we'll get there. We always do.
Did you twist some arms? And
no, I just used my mom voice.
Oh. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
So I hope that you sell out. What happens if you sell 1750?
It's the best day ever.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yep.
And someone will win. What do you win? What are my options if I buy my six quack? Because then I have a better chance of winning.
Yes.
What do I win?
So our first prize is $1,000.
$1,000.
Yep.
Okay.
Great prize. The second prize is $200. Third prize is $100. And then we go around to the community and ask for different donations. So there are about 20 prizes that will follow from there. So you have a really good opportunity to win something. if you purchase a ticket.
And this year we're going to switch it up.
Yes. Oh.
So we're going to start at the bottom of the prize patrol.
Oh, you
and
are.
Work up to the $1,000.
Oh, you're going to have the crescendo with the $1,000 grand prize right at the end.
Yes. And if people want to keep buying tickets until we pull for the money, they can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this is pretty exciting, Aaron.
Yes, I'm on the edge
of
my seat.
We have Venmo this year. Yay!
Venmo.
We got a younger club member who knows how to do that stuff.
That's
so
right.
We will have Venmo for the K-Dog cart and for ticket sales the day of.
I can buy a K-Dog.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
With Venmo. And you need to buy one or two or three.
At least.
Just because it's not really Junction Days.
We can put them in a bag
You know, it's not really, you know, Junction Days without a K-Dog.
No.
So you could, what time does the K-Dog stand open?
We usually get there around 10 or 10:30.
So you could have
a start grilling, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could be, you know, two K-Dogs in by the time duck race rolls around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Way far. Definitely.
I like the way this is going.
I love
it. You're going to start low. You're going to work high.
Yes.
And the way it works is you have a corresponding number, right, on the duck.
Each duck has a number, and they're all there because they're sorted every year to make sure they're all there. And then your ticket, say you have ticket number 11.
Yeah.
They pull the duck that says 11 on the bottom. Then you win whatever we're pulling for when that happens.
Up to $1,000 potentially.
Correct.
Wow.
The smaller prizes that are donated from the community will be there that day. So if you're there and you want the prize, I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you win the money, then we'll write the check within a few days and then get that to you. So.
But the point is someone does win. It's not like, oh, shoot, we missed. No, someone will win.
Someone will win.
So, okay, so who do I see to purchase my tickets? Because you have clubs involved. You have other people.
We do. We do. Kim has tickets at the dental care.
Mm-hmm.
I have tickets at Vile Insurance. Mm-hmm. Any of our club members would have tickets. We do. This is the nice thing about this fundraiser that is probably maybe one of the only fundraisers in our area that works this way is other clubs buy tickets from us and then sell them.
Okay.
So they use it as a fundraiser for themselves as well. And we do, this year tickets are, went out to the Altrusa, Optimist, the Red Oak Grand Theater, the Red Oak Music Boosters, and the Rotary Club.
Okay.
So members of those clubs are selling them too. And it's a community effort.
It's just a
really nice way for everybody to prosper from it. So
okay, so what's the overall goal? Why do the fundraiser? What does it go to? Tell me a little bit about that. Some of the funds, where do you direct the funds?
Well, Kiwanis is all about the kids. So we have meetings all the time, and people will come and talk to us about the needs in the community. And so we are able to donate to those different needs. So say it's the baseball or the YMCA or the school or anything like that. So all those things will be local, everything donated for a kids' event.
So it's all, ultimately, you're helping the kids.
Yeah.
Right? It all goes back to this. How much money over the years, do you know, that have you given away?
So last year we were talking about it, and we had given away about $100,000 in 10 years.
Okay.
But this past year we gave $6,000 for one of the baseball dugouts
at
Chautauqua.
Yeah.
So, I suppose we're probably up to 120 in the last 12 years.
I mean,
so
this is a good thing.
It is. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So Kiwanis overall, I mean, this locally, all the money you funnel back into local
it
projects.
All comes here. Correct. Yep.
People present, ask, say, this is something we would like.
Yep.
Members, how do I become, or are you looking for members? Talk to me about membership.
We are always looking for members. And we meet every Monday at noon at the Pizza Ranch.
Okay.
And we usually have a program of some sort. So everybody is assigned a week. That's their week. And they find somebody to come in and talk. I have learned all kinds of things I never honestly would have known.
Right.
Or people or things that were going on around by that. There's enough different people in the club. They always bring something different to the table. So
can anyone be a member?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'd love to see you there. So you can come and just visit at a meeting, and then if you're interested, we have an application, and you can sign up.
What's the application? Is it like a
pretty
secret
easy.
Society vote.
Pretty much your name, your address, your email.
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the things, other things you've done?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We do a music scholarship. We did one this year. Lily Marsden was our winner for a music scholarship.
Yeah. Talented young lady.
Yes. And our scholarship is music. You're either going to study or work in music.
Yeah.
So we do newspapers in the classroom. We sponsor a football feed every year. We do trick-or-treat on the trail. Kim buys holiday gifts for families that need help. Mobile food pantry. They just did that a week or two ago. Kim's in charge of the Mummy and Son, which is a fun event. We are responsible for the fall sports program at the football games. We do all the ads and put – that's our other fundraiser that we do. And then bike
helmets. You do the programs, right?
We do the programs,
yes.
And then we sell all the ads that fill it all in. We went to color a couple years ago. It went from 8 to 12 pages. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really turned out nice.
I interrupt you. Helmets. You do helmets. Yeah. Helmets.
Yes.
We've done that for 26 years.
How does that work? Yes. How does that work?
We go to the third grade classrooms, and we purchase helmets and fit every kid with a bike helmet. So,
good deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We should have those for those little electric scooters. I'm just saying, I don't want to sound like a grumpy old geezer, but we need some of those for those scooters. Anyway, that's a whole different topic.
Yes.
So,
yes.
All right, cool. What else we have?
Last year we did an adaptive bike clinic at the Y.
That was great.
There were some kids who had never been able to ride a bike before, and it brings tears to your eyes. They were so happy.
It was awesome.
Great.
Very fulfilling.
Yes.
We also donate a bike and a helmet to the PTO carnival every year. And then School Beyond School, we do quite a little bit with them, too.
Yeah.
So we do fun stuff.
Again, you'll know it's all geared toward kids. Everything you do is geared toward kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can you not get on board with that?
Right.
So
it's a great experience. We really enjoyed it.
So talk to me about K-Dogs and because you'll sell K-Dogs at Junction Days, but you're also at other community events with that as well, right?
Well, probably be at Old Car Days and then the Summer Jam series.
Yeah.
We're on the August Summer Jam thing.
Feed the football team with them one time.
Oh, yeah.
Are a quarter-pound all-beef dog cooked to perfection.
She went right into
on a bakery-fresh bun.
And sprinkled with love.
There you go.
They are delicious.
They are.
So my best story ever, we were working the dog cart one time. This lady comes up, and she goes, "Is this where I can get those K-Dogs?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, I was at Quick Stop or whatever it was by the old junior high. She goes, "And they told me I need to come down here and get one. They're so good."
Well, there you go.
I said, "I've got what you need."
They have a reputation. So
one thing I would like to sponsor or mention, we do have some individuals who sponsor the duck race.
Yes.
And we use that money as our prize money to refund our replenish our prize money.
Mm-hmm.
It is AgriVision, Bank Iowa, Davis Taylor Insurance, Dental Care PC, Fairway, First Interstate Bank, Houghton State Bank, Hy-Vee, our flagship sponsor, KCSI Radio, Lincoln Farm and Home, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, Milestone Financial Group, Precision Diesel, Red Oak Express, Red Oak Greenhouse, Ruby Realty and Rentals, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Southwest Iowa Tire, State Farm, TNT Ford, Uplift Dentistry, and Vial Insurance.
Thank you to all of those businesses.
Yes. This is going to be the best year yet.
I think so.
I can feel it.
You just dump those right in the fountain.
They're in two totes with wheels that look like they've been through World War II. And we pull them across. And then Bryant Blay and a lot of times Kylie Bowen's husband, Brian, will help too.
Okay.
And they dump them in. And then Zane Bowen actually has been someone who pulls them.
Plucker.
And
duck plucker.
The Blay kids are running around there too. So they pick it. They bring it right over to the table and set it down. We turn it over. We go through our things and find out who's who. But we're reversing it this year.
Okay, so important.
So the first duck that gets pulled, I don't want anybody mad at me because they think they should have had $1,000 because we're going to build it up.
You're
going
to start at the bottom and work to the top.
Build the excitement.
So when will you start? So it starts at 1
Yeah.
On that Saturday afternoon at Fountain Square Park.
Yes.
And then it goes pretty quickly, right?
I mean,
you dump them in and then you start, get your duck pluckers and off you go.
Right.
Yep. Okay. And then if you're there, you can get your prize, unless it's a check. We usually have people come to our meeting on Monday and give them a check and take a picture and do all of that stuff. But yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
There you go. Weather's going to be great.
I ordered the weather.
Yes. Okay.
It's going to be good for the flight breakfast on Sunday too. I just got the whole weekend.
You just covered it all?
I was doing it. Yep.
Yeah, I like the way you think, Beth. Yes. I like the way you think. By the way, we are visiting with Beth Vile and Dr. Kim Truca with this morning talking about the upcoming Junction Days Duck Race. The Kiwanis Duck Race will be at Junction Days at 1 o'clock that afternoon. And you'll be able to purchase tickets up right up until the event?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're sold out.
We have people. Yep. Yes, that's true. Yes. We have people that are usually buying them right up to 1 o'clock. So.
Yes, and I'm very excited to say that Hannah Vile is coming home to work the duck table with me.
Whoa.
And she is a certified ducks ticket salesperson. And she knows what she's doing.
She's certified,
so,
huh?
She is.
Wow.
On many things. Yeah. But yeah.
I like it. So it's $5 a ticket. Or a six quack is $6, and
for
the winner
25.
Is it's $25 for a six quack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're almost guaranteed. Maybe that's a bit strong. There's
a good chance.
There's a good chance.
So the last thing I'll say is I was over at Val's this morning.
Yeah.
And Stan the barber came
in. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I always sell him a six quack, and he hasn't had the opportunity to be a winner yet.
Oh.
So I asked him this morning, I said, would you like a six quack? And he goes, I still have my tickets from last year. I'm good. And so I had gotten a coffee on accident. They had given me a coffee on accident, so I gave it to Stan. Stan said, this is the best $25 coffee I've ever drank.
Oh, I love it. I love it. There you go.
Yes.
See? So get your tickets. Participate. It all goes back to the kids.
It does.
All right.
It does. And it's fun. It's just a fun day. It's exhausting, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's the rest of your day hold today?
I've got a hair appointment. I've got, I don't know if you know this or not, we had a couple storms in the area.
We have had.
So we're cleaning up some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
So
I would like to avoid the remainder of the storms.
Yep.
And they're in the forecast again for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Truca, busy day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Going to see a bunch of smiling faces.
There you go.
Yay.
Great.
I like it. Anything else, Beth, that we need to talk about? Dr. Truca?
Thanks for having us.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
You.
Appreciate it. We'll try to reach out to you as soon as the duck race is over for the winners, because
then
you guys are always good at announcing them. So
yes.
Yeah.
We love to do that. It was nice to see you both this morning, too, by the way.
Thanks.
So, yes, with... Let it rip. Let it rip. Come on. Come on. Come on, Beth. That's it. That's it. That's as good as it gets.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you both. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks
for all your work, too, by the way, with Kiwanis, because it is a lot of really good work, that, and it all goes back to the kids, which is the important thing to remember. So make it a great day, and thanks for stopping by.
You too.
Looking for a little bit of everything? Head to Johnson Brothers on the south side.